Luke chapter 11, verses 29 to 54, from the New Living Translation. The sign of Jonah. As the crowd pressed in on Jesus, he said, "This evil generation keeps asking me to show them a miraculous sign. But the only sign I will give them is the sign of Jonah. What happened to him was a sign to the people of Nineveh that God had sent him. What happens to the Son of Man will be a sign to these people that he was sent by God. The Queen of Sheba will stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now someone greater than Solomon is here, but you refuse to listen. The people of Nineveh will also stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for they repented of their sins at the preaching of Jonah. Now someone greater than Jonah is here, but you refuse to repent." Receiving the light. No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. Jesus criticizes the religious leaders. As Jesus was speaking, one of the Pharisees invited him home for a meal. So he went in and took his place at the table. His host was amazed to see that he sat down without first performing the hand-washing ceremony required by Jewish custom. Then the Lord said to him, "You Pharisees are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filthy, full of greed and wickedness. Fools! Didn't God make the inside as well as the outside? So clean the inside by giving gifts to the poor, and you will be clean all over. What sorrow awaits you, Pharisees, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore justice and the love of God. You should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things. What sorrow awaits you, Pharisees, for you love to sit in the seats of honor in the synagogues and receive respectful greetings as you walk in the marketplaces. Yes, what sorrow awaits you, for you are like hidden graves in a field. People walk over them without knowing the corruption they are stepping on." "Teacher," said an expert in religious law, "you have insulted us too in what you just said." "Yes," Jesus said, "what sorrow also awaits you, experts in religious law, for you crush people with unbearable religious demands, and you never lift a finger to ease the burden. What sorrow awaits you, for you build monuments for prophets your own ancestors killed long ago, but in fact you stand as witnesses who agree with what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you join in their crime by building the monuments. This is what God has in wisdom said about you. I will send prophets and apostles to them, but they will kill some and persecute others. As a result, this generation will be held responsible for the murder of all God's prophets, from the creation of the world, from the murder of Abel to the murder of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, it will certainly be charged against this generation. What sorrow awaits you, experts in religious law, for you remove the key to knowledge from the people. You don't enter the kingdom yourselves, and you prevent others from entering. As Jesus was leaving, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees became hostile and tried to provoke him with many questions. They wanted to trap him into saying something they could use against him.
In today's passage, Jesus teaches that our eyes are the source of the light in our being. Several times in Scripture, light and darkness are metaphors used for good and evil. Our eyes, therefore, seem to be the access point to good and evil. And when our eyes are healthy, they radiate light and goodness to every part of our bodies, just like a floodlight. Jesus warns us to check that our eyes are indeed healthy, letting goodness in, because it is possible for our eyes to be unhealthy and to fill us with darkness. Lord, we dedicate our eyes to you. Purify our eyes and the way that we see, and help us to examine what we see and how we see. Give us a desire to see what you see, and guard our eyes against evil deceptions that bring darkness into our being. Free us from twisted perspectives of the truth. Heal our vision and flood us with your goodness and with your light. Jesus goes on to talk about several ways in which we can allow darkness into our lives. These include greed and hypocrisy. When we judge ourselves and others by appearances rather than from the heart. Jesus suggests that giving gifts to the poor is a key to getting rid of hypocrisy and greed, and to get rid of that darkness in our lives. Lord, please help us to love from our hearts. Soften our hearts to the plight of the poor, and show us how we can give to the poor today and share what you have given us with those who are in need. Giving to God is good and it's important. We should love first and be just as He is just, and also give so that there can be food in God's house to advance the kingdom and to provide for the poor. Lord, please check our motives and our hearts, and cleanse us from doing things that are merely for public recognition. Help us to reprioritize according to your priorities, and cleanse us from hypocrisy and any of our ways that preclude you and cause a stumbling block for people to come to you. Bless us with more of you.